faith in the American people. I believe that we are smart enough to correct our mistakes. I believe we are intelligent enough to recognize the talent, energy, and dedication which all Americans, including women and minorities, have to offer. I know from my travels to the cities and small towns of America that we have a vast potential which can and must be put to constructive use in getting this great nation together. I know that millions of Americans from all walks of life agree with me that leadership does not mean putting the ear to the ground to follow public opinion, but to have the vision of what is necessary and the courage to make it possible.
And that was Shirley Anita St. Hill Chisholm, the first African-American who attempted to run for president of the United States of America in 1972. Of course, it took until 2008 for that to become a reality, but she did open the door for Barack Hussein Obama. Thank you for listening. My name is Murphy Brown. You have been listening to Choose the Word of Mouth. I will be back next week, Tuesday. Catch the Flavor is up next.
Given political candidates by the rich and
you're
the
listening to Catch the Flavor Radio on Radio Regent. Welcome to Catch the Flavor Radio. I'm one of your many hosts, Jerry Z. And next right beside me is T-Bone Steak. And
no steak.
I like saying the steak.
I don't get that.
Steak. No, it's supposed to be T-Bone 6, right? Or yeah, just T-Bone. But they added the steak, so I thought I'd mention the steak. So we also have Mr. Sai. And then we got Baba Africa here. So, last week I actually missed Catch the Flavor Radio because I was away, not feeling very well. So, a few of the guys were not feeling well last week. But we have Mr. David who did our Halloween Fear special. So, I heard the show too as well. You guys did a good job. So, that's great. Talking about the Fear special. But right before we start our Catch the Flavor Radio show, I just want to remind everybody about some of the community news out there that's happening around us. To start off with, we actually have the Regent Park Aquatic Center opened, I think, last week.
Yeah, on the 29th of October.
Yeah. Yeah, it's October 29th, but it seems that it was actually on the D-Lo there.
I think they're planning a bigger launch at some point. I think Emmanuel mentioned something, too. Maybe Pam McConnell might be involved in that, too.
Yeah, definitely. Can you hear me now? Okay. Yeah, so Pam McConnell has said that there is going to be a huge grand opening for the Aquatic Center. And, you know, the Aquatic Center, it's been on for the past 18 years. So they've been building that Aquatic Center for 18 years.
And wow.
It's about time that, you know, it's actually happened.
Yeah.
And the
18 years.
Yeah. The new Arts and Cultural Center took 4 years to build.
I know, that was
And
really
it's already
cool.
open.
Yeah. Wow.
But the Aquatic Center took 18 years. So basically, you know, when everybody's ready, we're going to have a huge opening, and Regent Park TV will be, you know,
covering that,
documenting everything. So just stay tuned.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, the Aquatic Center, I didn't know that was on a part of a revitalization. It's been on the go before, probably planning the revitalization, right? So I'm just kind of stoked about how big that Aquatic Center is.
Yeah.
And, you guys should come check it out. I think you have to pay a small minimal fee for membership for that one, right? Because it's by the city, right? And And I think it would be great to actually go in there and just go for a swim. I might try it even in the winter time, you know, if I just decided to
have the willpower.
Go for a swim. I'm pretty sure the water will be warm and cozy and everything, and, you know, bring a date with you maybe, you know.
Yeah, I checked it out. It actually looks pretty cool. I don't know if any of you guys walked past it and actually looked inside. They have like a slide. They have three different pools.
Yeah.
They have one pool that's more private for people that certain religions.
Oh, really?
They don't want to be exposed with the public.
Then you can put in the Barry White album.
Oh, God. Not that kind of public. Not that kind of private.
Oh, dear God.
Okay. And you know what else is on? New Walmart is open right around Gerrard Square.
I guess this would be good news for Regent Park.
Hours aren't really so bad, I don't think. I mean, what? They're open till 9 o'clock instead of 11? But every Walmart around Ontario usually is open till 11. So more than
sure
likely, it would probably be open till 11 because Walmart is always open till 11, you know?
But that's kind of good for people in the area, I guess, that haven't really had that kind of a store nearby that's accessible.
Well,
ITTC.
Especially for the Catch the Flavor Radio crew that likes to get a routine going to Walmart on a Tuesday night, you know.
Making it a
hangout place. Let's go to Walmart.
Yeah, but we're there usually until like 10, right?
You know what's so crazy about this, though, Sai, is that Canadians were very against like that specific location or space to be Target because they had mentioned that this is American. The Target is American. So they're like voting out the Target to come to Canada. And guess what happened to that location?
It became another American franchise.
But I guess since Canadian is so familiarized with the Walmart, you know, they made it into, you know, Walmart.
It's probably our fault. We usually go there pretty often.
Yeah, not to mention the owner of Walmart is a multi-billionaire. So, let's support Walmart.
Franchise is
actually, Walmart is owned by the Walton family. Yeah. So it's a multi-billion family, and that's American. So, and it's great that it's coming to Canada, you know, especially Gerrard Square, my neighborhood. So I'm going to be buying some cheap stuff from there. I need a new HDTV 42, 56
Yeah, now you can get it at Walmart. I mean,
and I can carry it home.
They didn't sponsor us. We just saying it's just close by.
Oh, no, it's that whole Netflix deal again.
There you go.
Just keep matching Netflix.
That's something that's
Netflix,
No.
There we go, Netflix.
We have no sponsors.
Before we actually proceed, because we have so much community news going on right now, I just want to remind everybody that it is going to be Remembrance Day this week.
This Sunday.
And it's November 11th would be the official Remembrance Day. And I think, Mr. Sai, you know a little bit about Remembrance Day is about. It's about Veterans Day, right? So tell us a little bit about the history of Remembrance Day from what you know.
Essentially, Remembrance Day is Veterans Day, right? In the U.S., they call it Veterans Day. It's a little bit different than what we do here due to certain reasons. What it is is that essentially we remember those that we lost during World War II, all the soldiers, who else, any like sort of like nurse that worked in or a medic that was sort of helping the soldiers as well, and to also thank the veterans that are alive today, right? And it's also to remember that these people are the ones who made our country the way it is today, that we are free and we are all very content with our lives now.
So, okay, I just want to kind of clarify from that what you said. So for us to be free, we have to fight the war.
They f- fought the war already, and now because of many war, even like not even World War II, just any other world war, essentially like not any other world war, the other world war, World War I. Sorry, there is no World War III, but yeah, they fought for our country, and we are now very. And now it's very liberal, basically, our government and all.
Liberated.
Yes.
So did this come about, I think it was V-Day, wasn't it?
Veterans Day, you thinking of?
Was that how it is?
Yeah, what's the date for Americans compared to Canadians?
It's the same day.
It's the same day.
Really?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's basically Veterans Day and Remembrance Day are the same thing. It's just that in the U.S., they just don't have school or something, and... but because here
they have lots of ceremonies, just the same as here.
Yeah, but in Canada it's a little bit different because people realize that nobody ever noticed what Remembrance Day was all about because at the time the school would just be like closed that day and one day somebody asked the child, "Oh, what is Remembrance Day about?" And they said, "I don't know, but school's closed." Like it was like that sort of thing.
And what is up with the poppy seed? Like, why did that come about, you think?
From what I remember, it has to do with the some sort of chemical reaction in the...
Wasn't it?
Yeah, the gravesite had a lot of poppies.
Fields where the poppies grew?
There's a poem. Flinders yes. Field. That's basically...
That's it. Flinders Field, that's where the poppies grow. That's the song, yeah.
It's a poem by an army guy, too.
So they use that they don't use the same theme for the American stuff because I think we're big, like Canadians are big on the symbols of the poppy seed for Remembrance Day. So I remember once I see the poppy seeds right in front of the grocery stores or different stores and they're selling it or at the mall. I remember Remembrance Day is just around the corner, so I don't know how Americans have that, whether they sell poppy seed too. Or
I think they do have poppies.
I think it's an international symbol for veterans. Okay. But what I want to say before we close this topic is that I think it's important for everybody to remember, you know, these brave young and men and young women who fought for our freedom because, like you guys said, without them, we would not be having the freedoms we have right now.
There you go.
And I'm speaking from a person who has a family member in the army. So my young brother is part of the army. So I think it's important for everybody to remember who these people are and that they fought for our freedom. You know, like with World War II, if they didn't go to war, we'll be living under Hitler right now. So, you know, these guys, you know, we have to give them respect. We have to give them support in any way that we can, because these guys, you know, they selfishly, most of them gave their life, you know, and now they can't come back to their families. So I think it's very important for people to wear that poppy flower on their right side or whatever. And on November 11th, I think everybody should, like, you know, take a break for, like, you know, the 11th minute of the 11th day. Take 1 minute and just remember those guys. Even though you have no idea who these people are, but they're still heroes. They're still true heroes. So just, you know, just remember them.
Well, speaking about war and everything and also veterans, there's a national war going on right now in another country. And it's about an election war between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. So they're battling it out right now and trying to see who's actually going to be the next president. Either it would be Romney or Barack Obama. So, you know, it's still, you know,
it's still quite early.
The election wouldn't end till we wouldn't find out the result till after 10 o'clock, right? And it's still ongoing. I hear that Mitt Romney is actually in the lead. So let's see what's going on. So
by one seat.
We'll see. Like they want to create some excitement. So Mitt Romney's in the lead, so let's see whether Mitt Romney would create an upset for the American people. So we'll see that. So that's pretty much about it. Actually, there's another community news. I want to go back there. I think T-Bone has some more stories about what happened around our, you know, city of Toronto.
Okay, so it's Toronto news. Yeah, so on the last Thursday, I don't know if you guys know about this, but what happened with the TTC was everybody basically got kicked out of the buses, and it was all set up so that Rob Ford's team, his football team, can use those buses to get to their game. Rob Ford saying that it wasn't his fault, it was the coach and the police and the TTC's fault, and they shouldn't be saying his name at all in the media.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's this huge uproar about people, because all these people were stranded. They actually called the police because they were stranded, and it was kind of cold too, so. And they were stranded for hours, actually.
Wow.
Because of this football team having priority over a public service, which doesn't really make sense to me. How is it that one football team can have priority over a TTC?
Like millions of millions of Torontonians. Yeah.
You can rent TTC vehicles, you know. Really? But they kicked these people out on of an actual one that was running with people in it to have their team get into it.
Wow.
I think that's really wrong.
It's very
so wrong. How did they get the power over them, or how did they actually, you know, push them right out of the bus?
I don't know.
The excuse here, actually, it was for public safety.
What?
Community safety. Decision was made by the sergeant to call for a shelter bus.
A sergeant?
That's ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know how many teams already travel through the TTC that aren't, you know.
Yeah,
and how many school trips use them? I mean, you can't shut down a whole public service just for one team.
For an abuse of power, pretty much.
I think that's why everyone's really, really upset with Rob Ford, because it is something relating back to his name. It is his team. Even though he wasn't part of the communication to make this happen, or so we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember, you guys, if Rob Ford says that it's not his fault, that means it's his fault.
Yeah. I didn't do it. Nobody saw me do it.
You have no proof.
He's always in the news, and it's never good.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, I've said it before. He's turning into a big joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like something to laugh at.
And he was in the news before for something to do with his team, too. I think it was because people didn't know where the money was going, and they were thinking of going directly to his football team.
But yeah.
That proven that it wasn't true, though.
And that's proven that really that Rob Ford should resign. And we just got to figure out, you know, the next great mayor for Toronto. Because this guy is like the not so greatest Toronto
even better
mayor.
If he ended up having to leave his position for from other means.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyhow. What's happening around November? It's Movember. So if you guys are growing some facial hair, register some of those
You know, I only learned recently what that was all about. It was for prostate cancer. I thought it was just a joke movement and people were just doing it for fun. I didn't know it was actually for a cause.
Yeah, it's for a cause.
So
it's
good to know it's for a cause.
Yeah, it's a big buzz right now. Like, actually, there's a lot of clothing stores that's selling shirts for females. Like, so they have nice, sexy tops for female that has, like, a drawing or, like, an art of a shape of a mustache, so different types of mustache under about around the upper chest area and everything with the mustache on it. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's just a way to support the Movember movement, you know. So you could either purchase some earrings, like a mustache earrings and stuff. You know, this is for the females, right? Or buy some shirts. Mm-hmm. And for the guys, you just register your mustache. So it's, you know, those are the, you know, a great way to support the movement. And it's for a good cause, you know, prostate cancer.
From what I remember, it doesn't really have anything, like, not necessarily your mustache. It can also be, like, your your beard as well. Yeah.
They said it has to be a mustache.
I think it can be a beard too, but the most popular one is the mustache.
The mustache.
Yeah. You can see like there's girls with permanent markers writing mustaches on their fingers or drawing it, and they just put it in front of their face in photos. Yeah. Hopefully they can't grow one.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they can grow some too.
It's like those other silly ones where they use like the hair from their head and they just wrap it over their face.
Oh, that too. That, they pull down their, if they have long hair, they pull it in front.
Yeah,
of
that's just
yeah,
silly.
But that's cheating though. Yeah. You know?
But I think it's pretty cool how a lot of social media movements like that really get people going for a cause, and for things that aren't related to a cause. Like there was the zombie walk a couple weeks ago, right?
Oh yeah,
and like hundreds of thousands of people attend that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You got zombies walking around, so.
Yeah. But you know what? It's always a good way to actually have an excuse to not shave your face and everything, and also for fashion. Like, some people dig the stash, you know, the mole, you know, and some people really like that, you know, that you're growing some facial hair, you know.
Some people dig the stubble.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't think I've ever shaved completely since I was 19. It's true. Yeah, my face,
shaved,
I just cut it down.
Shaved completely, eh? Okay.
Oh, not like that sense. Not talking about that. You know who should be here for this is Steve. That guy rocked a serious beard.
Yeah, that's funny. You know, for the mustache, though, I think I don't recall exactly the right procedure for that. Like, I think you have to register your face without, or it's just starting to grow stubbles. And then when you're shaving it, I think you shave it off for that, and then you make a donation or something.
Yeah, you register with a clean shaven face.
Mm. Yeah. So that's how it goes. So that's how you actually do that. Okay, so moving on from that, we have another one that I just want to talk about really quickly. We have the Regent Park Health Center having a workshop, and it's about marijuana and bullying workshop. So they're actually, if you guys are interested, we will be running that too. I just don't know exactly when, but we'll keep you posted for the marijuana and bullying workshop. We're going to be doing it for the Boys to Men group, which is usually held on Thursdays. And we also have the girls group, which is happening on Fridays. So don't forget, that's going to be happening, the marijuana and bullying workshop. So it's going to be, we're going to be trying to start that in here. So if you guys want to learn about bullying and also marijuana, it's your opportunity to learn more about that, you know, and get into the workshop. Yep. Now, I didn't really actually mention about the Jam, because the Jam is formerly known as the Last Friday. So the Last Friday has ended and the Jam has begun. So, you know, we're always looking for performers. If you guys have lots of talents and some performance skills, performance arts, and you guys are great dancers, poet, musicians, we always would like to meet you guys. So come have a chat with us. You know, just give us a call here at Regent Park Focus Building, 416-863-1074. So just, you know, come meet up with us and tell us that you'd like to go and perform for our Jam event. The Jam event, and it's usually happening on the last week of the month of every month. And as you guys all know, it would have been possible to actually hold this event without the support of the Regent Park Focus Youth Media Arts Center and the Daniels Corporation. So, you know, come check out the Jam. Last Jam session that we had.
Good.
Yeah, tell us a lot about it. I was so super stoked and starstruck of this event. Were you there the last time, Mr. Sai?
Oh, no, I wasn't.
You missed it. Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, I skipped it.
We had a special guest.
Everybody took advantage of, you know, the presence of Nelly Furtado. So, wow. You know, I don't know how old she is.
She was that short. Like, she was wearing high heels, and she was still pretty, you know, short.
Yeah.
No, she was that short.
Imagine that, like, you know, out of the blue, you have a Grammy, like, award winner
singing with
on our event, kids, a community event for Regent Park, okay? And what more can you ask for? You know, CTV was there filming us, documenting everything. So, you know, and we meet great talents that is up and coming, like fresh, raw talents. And I couldn't be a lot happier to be a part of this event, the jam. So, you know, forget that.
And I believe it will be on November 30th. If not, just keep up to date with our website, reachandparkfocus.com. And then you'll know all the latest events coming up through that website.
And more.
No. Yeah. Just that. That's right.
All right. So I think that's about it for tonight. So,
but
we'll see you tomorrow. At 7 o'clock.
One more thing.
Okay.
Guys.
Go ahead.
All about the presidential election that's tonight.
Yep.
Be prepared and monitor that thing carefully. Because it relies on that will change so many things. If Romney wins, will. It's like the difference.
Man.
It's like the difference between us staying in our time, like the U.S. staying in the place it is now, or going back to like a century. A century back.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah.
So be careful.
Did you guys
watch
know?
Carefully.
Okay, before we actually close up the show, I have another one comment here. That it says in one of the prophecies, I think it was Nostradamus or like doomsday prophecies, that the end of the world is coming to an end if there's actually a Caucasian female president that would reside, and they said that it's the end of the world if a woman president is coming. So
that's
how
actually
crazy
false.
Can that be?
That's false.
That sounds like baloney.
In Australia, they have president. They have a prime minister.
No,
she's
no,
a
it's
woman.
Not. I'm saying American president. Once
no,
an American
really
president, the end of the world. It's a
America
sign that
is
the
not
the
world.
Is based in like Europe.
Yeah,
that's the thing. That's what I'm thinking. Like they thought if you went that far west, you'd like fall off the earth.
That's crazy. Yeah.
All right. Sorry. So you've all been listening to Catch the Flavor Radio on RadioRegion.com. Mm-hmm. And we will see you tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
Bum, bum, bum.
Tune in.
It's Catch the Flavor Radio on Radio Region.
Thank you, boys
and girls.
Welcome to RadioRegion.com, the voice of your community. Contact us at 647-344-4134.